White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Back here on the Bomber Sports Network, this is the Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine postgame show, keeping your life in motion. Speaking of motion, the Bombers were lighting up the nets here. You almost had to call Mountain Home Fire Chief Chris Quick to get the Bombers to cool off with that one, see if he could send a fire extinguisher. Bombers win 69-55 on the hands of 14 three-pointers. We're going to check some stats for you. These stats presented by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. Jackson Corp finishes with, Laura, you got a lot of points. So he had 22 points to lead all scorers tonight. Blaine Tate had 8 points. Ryder McClain with 13. Tyler Podwaski, he finished with 12 points. And Rhett Gilbert, who caught fire in the second quarter, finished with 14. So for the second straight game, the Bombers have 4 guys in double figures. And Blaine Tate was the only starter for the Bombers that did not end up at double figures, but he did finish with 8. On the Rogers side, carrying the load for the night was Nate Jones of the Mounties. He had 18 points, so both zeros on both sides, just doing a lot of damage. Excuse me, he had 22 points, my bad. Taylor Dye finishes with 8 points for the Mounties. Gus Kraut has 4 points. Kayla Massey finished with 2. Dylan Lawton finished with 8 points, and Chris Hill with 5 points. So again, the final score, Bombers win 69-55. A nice victory for the Bombers here as they'll move to 2-1. They will spend the night here in Northwest Arkansas, and they'll take on the Bentonville West, I believe they're the Wolverines, if I remember correctly. Haven't played them in a while, as they're a fairly new high school. They're only, I think, a decade into their existence, but that should be a good one. We will not have the broadcast for you on the Bomber Sports Network or on the KTLO family of networks. We will have Bomber football for you tomorrow, 7 p.m. from War Memorial Stadium. We'll have the pregame at 5:45, so tune in there. But again, if we're able to find a broadcast for tomorrow from Bentonville West or whoever, we'll send it out to the masses so those of you that want to watch can tune in. So that's going to do it from Mountie Arena here in Northwest Arkansas. The Bombers come out victorious and move to 2-1 on the season. Again, by the final score of 69-55, the Bombers are led in scoring by Jackson Corp with 22 points. This has been the Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine postgame show, keeping your life in motion. Appreciate you guys tuning in tonight. Again, you can catch us tomorrow night on the Bomber Sports Network from War Memorial. Bomber football is going to start at 7 p.m. On behalf of the Mountain Home School District and Classic Hits 101.7, I am Dylan Conley. Thank you for tuning in tonight. I want to give a big shout-out to Jude Dillon, our producer back in the studio, Matt Sharp, for getting some of the work done for this game. And just want to, again, appreciate you guys for tuning in tonight. So, again, Bombers win. Final score, 69-55. This has been Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on the Bomber Sports Network.
You've been listening to Mountain Home Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's game was brought to you by ASE Warranty, Baxter Health, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, Clear Results Glass, Farmers and Merchants Bank, General Water Conditioning, FNBC, Jeans as Good as New, Mountain Valley Spring Water, North Arkansas Dental Group, Todd Gilbert Insurance, Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, and White River Materials. Our next Bomber Boys broadcast will come your way Monday on 99.7 The Boot.